Chapter 100. Sally looked over her shoulder and realized that the bald man wasn't shooting at them. He was firing at a man outside the clubhouse, one of the men who had been firing from the other side of the A40. She didn't know if he was a cop or SAS, but he was clearly on her side. "Come on," she said, pulling at Flores's arm. "I can't," he gasped. He was exhausted, panting like a dog, his face bathed in sweat. "You have to," she said. "If he catches us, it's you he wants to kill, remember?" Flores held up his bound hands. "It'd be easier to run if I wasn't tied." "I don't have anything to cut them with," she said. She grabbed his arm and pulled him down a path that led to a footbridge across the river that cut through the golf course. Flores was unsteady on his feet, but he managed to jog. Sally kept pulling him, trying to conceal her impatience. Without Flores to slow her down, she was sure she was more than capable of outrunning her pursuer. But her job was to protect him, and she couldn't do that by running away. They reached the footbridge, and Flores grabbed at a rail for support, gasping for breath. Sally turned her back on him and swung the carbine up. "Diego, head over the river and then get to those trees," she said, gesturing at a small copse beyond the golf course. She took aim at the bald man and fired. He threw himself to the side, but even so, she knew that her shot had missed him by yards. "Go!" she shouted. Flores nodded and started to jog across the bridge. Sally knelt down on one knee to steady her aim and fired again. She couldn't see where the bullet went, but it clearly didn't hit the man. He got to his feet and ran to a clump of trees, seeking cover. Sally fired again, and this time bark ripped off the tree he was hiding behind, at about head height. She smiled to herself. Her aim was getting better. She took a quick look over her shoulder. Flores was across the bridge and jogging unsteadily towards the copse of trees. She turned back. The man was peering around the tree and pointing his gun at her. She took aim and pulled the trigger. There was a click, but no explosion and no recoil. She frowned and pulled the trigger again. Nothing. She was out of bullets. She dropped the gun and turned and ran after Flores.